1027 Breakfast.
Reverend Stoner's here. Good morning, Stoner.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
We are very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. Beautiful morning. Nice and cool outside for now.
I tell you what, this heat wave has been rather hard to deal with, but the slightly cooler weather, slightly overcast, I'm with you. I'm good with that.
Very happy.
What are we talking about this morning?
Well, I'm moving away from world politics to the good things that have been happening at HOT.
Yes. Wow, there's been a lot of good things happening.
Tons.
We had a good run.
The awards last week.
Yes.
And then the Teddy-thon, 27.5 million rand.
Unbelievable.
I was there on the Thursday night and I watched all the excitement build as we set up.
And I tell you what, Chara and Ahmed also just won an award last night at the Journalist Award, the Brave Awards.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So HOT is really hot.
It is very, it's burning hot.
In a good way, not like the heat wave outside. So we got up at 4 on Friday morning.
Yes.
And then we sat and waited for those phones to ring, waited for the first donation. And I've been doing this since 2017. The phones literally rang off the hook.
They did.
We couldn't keep up.
I concur. I mean, I was on the phones for about, I told everyone here, about 5 hours between the morning and afternoon. And they just, it was one after the other. Put the phone down, phone's ringing. But that, and there was like a bank of phones. They were like, I'm getting exhausted. But it was exhilarating as well.
It was fantastic. And I was moved deeply by callers, what they shared, as well as those who arrived and shared their stories. We are surrounded by the most beautiful people. Real deep stories. Pain, triumph. Just love and generosity. I was chatting to my sister in the UK and she said, I wish we could all reach out to others all the time. And it shows how much good there is still in the world. I'm saying how much good there is still in South Africa.
Yeah.
So if you joined us, I know you'd agree. Papuccino's was overflowing with goodwill, kindness, love and generosity. Words can't describe that feeling. To all who gave and to all who showed support, we just say a huge, huge thank you.
No, we do.
But keeping that in mind, today I want to look at giving and why it is just as good to give as it is to receive. I won't say better because you actually said earlier that you quite like receiving.
Well, I mean, I think everyone likes receiving. But
I think we do.
I think you've got to have a good balance of both.
Absolutely. So all of us have this altruism center in our brains. It's considered a deep brain structure, part of the primitive brain. And it's why if we see a child or an animal in trouble, our instincts take over and we spring into action before we think. And I know that I've tried to climb over an electric fence before to help an animal in distress. And I'm sure you're all going to agree that we are social animals. I think Simon wanted to speak, did he?
No! No, I'd never interrupt you.
Even an introvert needs people. So it's no surprise that we're wired to help one another. What we may not know is that neuroscience has demonstrated that giving is a powerful pathway for creating our own personal joy, improving our own health. So the brain is remarkably complex, but the neurochemical drivers of happiness are easy to identify. Dopamine, serotonin, and oxytocin. They call them the happiness trifecta, actually. And any activity that increases the production of these neurochemicals causes a boost in mood. But more than that, serotonin's connected to sleep, digestion, memory, learning, and appetite. Dopamine's connected to motivation and arousal. Oxytocin is the cuddle hormone. It's one of our most ancient neurochemicals, a powerful effect on the brain and the body. When it begins to flow, the blood pressure decreases, bonding increases, social fears are reduced, trust and empathy are enhanced. I mean, these are all brilliant things.
Nice.
Oxytocin is apparently also an anti-inflammatory, reduces pain, enhances wound healing. So giving is definitely just as good, if not better, than receiving. So I thought as we're moving into December, let's make sure that we're all in that mood where we actually give. And it doesn't have to be money. We can give a smile to someone. We can give time to someone. Give of ourselves.
Yeah.
Give of our services. Just make someone happy today.
It is that time of year where you do want to give, you do want to smile, you do want to sort of like share some love. And I think it all began for us here at HOT 1027 last Friday.
Yes.
And let's hope it continues.
Yes, and with HOT Cares Christmas coming up, we can definitely give. And it makes us feel good. So let's do it.
All right, Reverend Shoda will be back on Sunday morning. She's here between 6 and 6:30. And, of course, she'll be on our socials a little later on this morning as well. Thanks very much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
HOT 1027 Breakfast with Airlink.
Wake the fun up with Parky, Bunny, and Simon.
Fly Airlink, connecting Southern Africa.